The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
You guys ready?
I mean, no. Do you think we've prepared? Lucas, did you read your spells?
Nope.
We're good to go. It's all cool. The confirmation I need.
Awesome.
Lucas, hand Schroeder your shell book.
So where did you guys end? Did you actually transport back to Neverlight Grove or...
I think you realized at that point we were potentially making incredibly dangerous decisions, and you were kind of leaving it ambivalent.
We wouldn't have gone back to Neverlight Grove. We would have gone straight back to the tower.
Correct.
There's no reason to go back.
Oh, straight back to Araj.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a reason to go back to Neverlight Grove.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
I thought
you left people at Neverlight Grove.
Did we? We left people at Neverlight Grove when we branched off to Aramicus. The idea was they were going to follow us.
Did we leave people before we got into this area?
Because you had people.
We did.
At Neverlight
Grove. People are definitely being left somewhere, Jeff.
Yeah.
You could go back and listen to the recording, but I think people are being left not at Neverlight Grove, but outside before we got into the dangerous part of the maze.
Correct.
Okay. Just curious. So,
you're dead now.
Yeah, you grow a mushroom, you teleport back.
I'm sure that I could send to someone from the group to tell them what we're doing.
Hey,
yes.
Bro.
Yes, you could.
The real question is...
We had to get out. We had to GTFO real fast. You should start walking. TTYL.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the real question is, like, are we going to leave them outside the maze, and are we actually coming back for the maze engine
in the
future, or no?
You have a mushroom here.
Depends on whether or not we survive what we're trying to do.
I mean, that's true.
I mean, ultimately, we want to go back to the wizard and talk to him first.
Well, we want to go drop off the reagents, at the very least.
Correct.
Yeah.
And but he may have better ideas or ways for us to travel, maybe quicker.
Right.
I have a question.
Yes.
How long is it going to take that group to travel from where they are now back to Araj without assistance?
Days.
I know. I want to know how many. Because are they going to be stuck in the middle of traveling and we need them somewhere in the near future?
You left them back in between Neverlight Grove and the Spiral of the Horned King, right? So...
Allow Jeff to count the hexes. He will need to take off his shoes and use his toes.
About a month.
Camp out. We'll be back.
About a month. It's about 10 hexes from right in between Neverlight Grove and the labyrinth to Araj.
Right.
And it's about 3 days travel per hex.
Yeah. So there's no point in them traveling back.
And that's provided they are like gung-ho. We're doing nothing but marching.
Yeah.
And
hang out. If you don't hear me send a message to you in 2 months, head back to Araj and... head home is essentially what I'm going to be sending.
Figure out how to survive in Rome.
Hey, bro. We got to do some serious travel. Hang out for a bit. We plan on being back in 2 weeks. If you don't hear from me, I'm dead. Head back to the tower.
Bro.
Bro. Bro, bro.
If we don't hear back from you within 2 weeks, we'll head back to the tower.
Set timer to send a message in 2 weeks, depending on where I'm at.
But yeah, I think
knowing us, we'll forget to send a message.
By the way, I can't see the sun. Let me know how many days that is.
No, just count. 1, 2, 3.
It's like Chiron. It's 14 sleeps. After you have to sleep 14 times.
I haven't done this a whole lot. I should have done it way more in the last fight.
I don't.
But roll me a D100.
Just him?
Yeah, because he's casting a spell. Ferris Res.
Yeah, the Ferris Res is especially thick in the labyrinth.
He said that a lot, and he just didn't do anything, yeah, so I just kind of let it go.
92.
That's not a good roll.
You were going to a Raj.
A fortuitous event. Who's got the
card?
No,
this went off on the sending.
We used that already.
No, that wasn't for the sending.
Well, you're not going to pick and choose which spell I have to roll it for.
I wasn't doing it for the sending.
Okay. I don't trust you.
I wouldn't.
No, I was doing it for when you do your travel by plants, because it's kind of like a teleportation. And let me look that up. I'm not sure what that roll does.
I'm not sure I want you to look that up. Why don't we just... These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Hand off the pawn, dude.
The gnoll survived, right?
Yeah, you revivified him.
I'm sending him first.
We don't need him where we're going.
Where we're going, we don't need gnolls.
No, you're lucky. Teleportation works better the higher you roll. Oh. I wasn't sure if it was higher or lower.
Gotcha.
Glad we cleared that up.
Yep. It's good to know. I mean, I haven't had you do it anywhere else. It's just that it is especially thick here.
I told them to count to 1,209,600. That's when they'll know. That's how many seconds there are in 2 weeks.
So, you get back to Arraj. What are you doing?
Handing off the feathers.
The feathers, the Garistro heart.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't remember if there was anything else you got.
It was just those two, because okay. We'd made a jump back from Neverlight with the Ichor already.
Yep, that's right.
Were those the last pieces we needed?
No. The last piece we need is
his spell book.
Bonray's spell book, which is why we planned on going to Luskin.
Almost there.
Oh, it's Maze Engine that we need to go back for.
Yes,
before.
Yes.
Well, the Maze Engine is a side quest.
Yeah, it's a side quest.
It's not a necessary thing.
Don't you guys want to go fight Baphomet?
Not particularly.
Not if you're only throwing magic missiles.
You know what sucks is that that company that I did that artwork for, they had to, for the miniatures, Wicked something. I showed them to you before. He had a Baphomet that sat like this fucking tall. It was massive.
Yeah.
And he had to like give refunds to everybody because he couldn't afford after the pandemic to have everything made. So it never got made.
Huh.
Never got made.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wicked Foundations.
Did you get paid?
I got paid.
It's all that matters.
Because I did the work. But he had to shut the thing down afterwards.
But yeah, so we're telling Viserion, hey, we only got one left.
Right. What exactly are you telling Viserion?
Why you gotta phrase it like that?
Because I want to know.
We're telling him that we desperately need to go to
Luskin.
Minsk? Where is it?
Minsk.
From Milan to Minsk?
Minsk will be free!
To Luskin. And it's time is precious.
Really? Why? What's in Luskin?
Gromph.
You literally see his ears perk back like, huh?
You need a spell book, right? Where's your spell book? With you. Where's his spell book?
I would think in his... In his study, but...
Well, Gromph is not in Menzoberranzan. Gromph is in Luskin.
How do you know where Gromph is?
An angel told me.
Interesting.
But the vision was only like 7 days or less, so the time is of the essence. If he's in this tower that I saw in Luskin...
That's in the middle of construction.
That also bothers me, if I'm going to be honest there. Wizards building towers? Evil wizards building towers.
We should show him how to build a tower quickly.
I know you got a history roll to recognize the city. You guys can give me a history roll to see what you know about Luskin.
Nat 20.
White dot.
Let me get my card.
Oh, you weren't kidding about the...
No, I wasn't.
14.
When I have my Twister die back, it's one of my most important Delta Green dice.
God damn it. You didn't shuffle these cards.
No, I've been taking off the top and setting them aside.
A fortuitous circumstance. This may manifest itself in many ways, including the same shit we've handed you forever. God damn it.
Apparently there's a duplicate.
No, Jeff, no, there are four of them, but Jeff put them all on the top, so he didn't have to deal with our bullshit.
Twat waffle.
He didn't say he shuffled them fairly.
I haven't shuffled them since we started. They have sat there. and I've been pulling off the top and setting them aside. So, Nat 20, you know that you recognized it as the host tower of the Arcane. It's the home of the Arcane Brotherhood, and it hasn't been there in almost a century.
This is not making me feel any better.
It hasn't been there in almost a century?
Yep. About, I can't remember if it's a little over or a little under 100 years
ago. So there used to be a tower there.
There used to be a brotherhood. There.
It disappeared for 100 years.
It didn't disappear.
Back. It burned out.
Yeah, a lich snapped a staff of power in it and wrecked it and most of Luskan.
So you have...
Know any liches?
Lich, please.
Yeah, a couple.
I have a question. We've been gone for a significant amount of time. Are the items that we sent the assistant on to find back yet?
Roll me a percent die.
Calling high or low, or just rolling it?
You want to roll it?
No. Just weird.
He doesn't have any bone percentile dice.
I told you, I knew it was going to be a fucking useless.
We're really?
Never getting them.
That guy waited for us to teleport away and just ran to the surface with our money. Oh, that or he's dead in the Menzoberranzan an alley somewhere.
God, that's funny. I don't even remember what the hell you asked for.
I asked for a staff of the woodlands and a shield, a higher level shield. All of us asked for stuff.
I didn't because I figured it was a fucking fool's errand.
Yeah, I don't remember what I asked for. And
I rolled a 12. So,
you rolled a 12 just now?
Mm-hmm. The percent roll was a 12.
Okay.
So, because I was looking for a plus.
We'll say that Grin is back.
Okay.
I'm going to give each of you a 20% chance to see whether or not they had your item.
Okay, so since I asked for two items, I get to roll it twice, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't remember.
You want to roll below 20.
I don't know that your character that you're currently playing.
I don't
playing
know that my current character 100%. Even was there. And...
To be fair, Troy's current character definitely wasn't the character. Well, sort of.
Sort of. Was it Trogdor?
Yes.
Yeah, but I just I keep thinking that it's this is not Trogdor, but this is sort of
yes.
Trogdor.
It was?
It was.
Okay.
You said it's what was the percentage that we were trying to get?
20.
Okay. If I get it, he just has something for me. How about that? Since I didn't ask for anything specific. 40. Nope.
I know you're bad at math, Lucas, but that is in fact not under 20.
That is a 2 on my plus 4 shield.
There you go. A plus 4 shield?
Mm-hmm.
How much does a plus 4 shield cost?
It was less than the numbers that we gave you originally, because I went
through. We also have a fuck ton of cash like, lying around.
Yeah, Jeff is not happy.
And shit.
Oh, no, I don't give a shit. His AC's ridiculous anyway.
It's not that ridiculous. We're like level, 13, 12?
Your AC doesn't matter when you get polymorphed into a toad.
It doesn't.
Right.
I can do that. I got that spell. If you
want. It's useful, Lucas. Thank you.
Is it prepared?
I can be.
It doesn't work that way.
I don't remember where
we looked. Hold on. Hold on. No. Don't hurt me. Give me a day, and then let's come back and fight again.
What was it we used? There was a... I felt like we were looking at a book.
We were. I'm looking it up.
What I was...
The Discerning...
Merchant's Guide.
Yes, Discerning Merchant's Guide.
I thought somebody wrote them all down.
No.
I just had the list of our swag.
Oh, of what we were looking for?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Bracer of Flying Daggers, plus 2 shield.
There is no such thing as a plus 4 shield.
Staff of the Woodlands.
This is it's plus 2, according to that.
There's a plus, the highest plus is plus 3.
It was a plus 2 shield, because shield gives 2, and then a plus 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Plus 2 shield.
I apologize. It was a plus 2 shield. Yeah. My bad.
That makes more sense now.
Yes.
My bad. I was adding...
That's like 100,000 gold.
No, I was adding the magical plus 2 on top.
He means a plus 4 total.
Yeah. I mean, I think we, at one point, I think
we were you like, got your plus 2 shield.
Yeah, I have 15K gold, not including all the other shit that we've got.
Yep.
So. 23. Let's go.
So, anyway, yeah. So if he's building a Tower of the Magi or whatever, I'm going to assume that that's real bad.
He's rebuilding the host Tower of the Arcane.
He's good.
So I'm just throwing this out here. I mean, you know, barbarian. But like, you know, it's
and you trust your source.
I think it's worth following up on. If he is responsible in any way for what happened down here.
Well, we know he's responsible.
Right. So what's he going to do on the surface?
Would we be able to explain the fact that it was a divination spell?
Huh?
It was that the angel essentially cast the
divination spell. You guys wouldn't know.
Okay.
You guys wouldn't have any idea why he got this vision or anything like that.
Is scrying an option?
Or really that you have 7 days.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was part of
it. I didn't know that was meta.
It is. It's a part of the spell, but you guys wouldn't know what the angel was actually giving you.
I thought the angel actually said that to me, so that's why I've been saying that. I did not realize it was a mechanic, because yes, I would not know that.
We didn't realize we were metaing the whole situation.
No, I didn't think about it until you went along that line. Yeah.
But I do think that...
Scrying would be an option. It is something that you could do, you could try.
I don't know why you're looking at any of us. None of us can use that spell.
No, I can't either. I'm wondering if he's...
Well, then why the fuck are you asking?
He's bringing it up to the wizard.
Wizard's in the middle of preparing a ritual. He's not doing it for you.
So...
Do you have the spell that he could copy into his spell book?
Yes.
Do you mind if we copy it in and see if we can get eyes on him?
No, I don't mind.
Cool. Work on that.
How long does that take?
No. Look it up in the book.
Yeah, look up what level scrying is. I don't remember. Because I think it's a day per level.
Well, it's a really old Mudvayne song.
I think it's second.
I'm not sure.
Yay, thought.
Their second album, you're right.
Life Blooms.
Yeah, Death Blooms was off of LD5.
I was talking about Life
Blooms. It's a fifth level div spell.
I thought you were just putting
this up. Fifth level. So it's going to take you 5 days to copy it into your spell book.
Can we verify that that's true?
I know it takes some time. I don't know how long it is. I don't know if it's 8 hours. I don't know if it's 8 hours per level. But it is a time.
Yeah,
it should be in the wizard section.
Correct. Yeah, you may want to because it's been a while since I've looked at it.
I know it is a time frame, and it is a significant time frame. I don't think it's as long as Jeff is saying. I still do think it's longer than what we would want to spend.
Yeah, I mean it could be.
It's gonna be a couple more pages farther.
It's in the.
I was say it's going to be somewhere in that paragraph.
Just a spell book. Are you talking about preparing
a
casting?
It's copy. When you find a wizard spell of first level or higher, you can add it to your spell book if it is a level for which you have a spell slot, and if you can spare the time to decipher and copy it. Copying a spell into your spell book involves reproducing the basic form of the spell, then deciphering
2 hours.
The unique system of note of
really?
Notion used
for each level of the spell. The process takes 2 hours and costs 50 GP.
Okay, so it's 10 hours.
So it would take Lucas a day, half a day, and it would cost 50 per level?
Yep.
So 250 gold.
Yep.
So Lucas, would you like to be the proud owner of a scry?
I would like that very much, yes.
Okay, somebody write off 250 gold from the party pool. And
so we're down 4,4250 total.
And then add scry to your spell book. And then cast Scry.
Vizarin will warn you. You have no idea what you're getting into.
Though 100%. No, I accept that. I don't know how we spy on and or steal from Gromph, but ultimately that was something we're probably going to have to do anyway.
Do you have another suggestion on how to get his spellbook?
Break into Sorcerer.
But you think his spellbook is at Sorcerer and is not with him?
It should be in his sanctum. I mean, the vision that you guys got in Graven Hollow, you saw Grumpf teleport away.
Right.
Without a book in his hands.
Okay.
You don't know.
Right.
But the assumption that Vizarin is going on is that it is in his sanctum.
Which I think is plausible, too. But the hard part is that if it is with Grumpf, we have an immediacy of knowing that he's there and he's doing something.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying.
So
I'm not saying that you're wrong or it's bad thinking. Yeah.
So the question becomes, do we...
I am presenting the information that I have to present to you.
Yep.
So how dangerous is a wizard without his spellbook?
That is not necessarily his spellbook. That is the grimoire that details the ritual that he used.
Okay, we've been saying spellbook this whole time, so... Yeah.
Yes, it is a book that contains a spell, but it's a very particular spell.
If we're going to get any information out of Gromf, though, there's no telling whether or not he might just bamf his way into another dimension.
When wizards create these, like, what were they called in 3rd edition? Epic level spells?
Maybe.
Once you pass 20th level as a wizard, you can start writing your own spells to do whatever the hell you want. And that's the level that Gromf's at. This book would represent years worth of research to create this spell. It's not just his traveling spell book that he prepares each day.
That means we shouldn't let the barbarian drive us into a fight with Gromf.
No, I mean, a spell book would be with a wizard would be my assumption. That doesn't mean that it's right.
Yeah.
But that's what I presume. The hard part is that, in my opinion, if it's not with Gromf...
Yeah.
And Gromf doesn't torture us for 1,000 years. We could still go to Menzoberranzan.
Yeah.
But if we need to find Gromf, we know where he is at for a limited window of time.
Mm-hmm. Or we could always go back to the angels and ask the question again.
If we can do that. Scrying and discovering an archmage is probably incredibly difficult, I would say. So... I think Lucas is going to blow his brains out, get his brains blown out by trying to scry on Gromf if that's what he tries to do.
Well, and in all honesty, me sending you into Sorcerer to break into Gromf's sanctum, I don't even know if you'll be able to.
We could ask for permission. Maybe he gives us a key.
I mean, there's no guarantee that Gromf's sanctum is on this plane.
Correct. He could have cast this ritual from the abyss.
Or it could be his own little pocket dimension.
Yeah, no,
whatever.
For sure.
So then what is our plan? Ask him nicely?
We could try it. Like, I think ultimately my question is because Jeff didn't give us that little tidbit. I kind of assumed it, but he's literally building a giant magical tower. Why is he doing that?
I don't know the implications. So.
Well, right. I don't think we do.
At the beginning of this game, back when you were playing Malveus, you were approached by an agent of the Arcane Brotherhood.
That's right.
They're still around. They don't have a host tower anymore, or they didn't. But they are still around, and they are a part of all this.
It's like the Pinkertons. They're still around.
So what do we know about this Arcane Brotherhood?
The Arcane Brotherhood was, he rolled high enough on his history
audience,
and everything like
course.
That. Yeah, of course.
Troy has read. Who might not know.
Troy has read all those Drizzle books. He knows everything about Forgotten Realms.
Faux show. Drizzle for shizzle.
Drizzle Durden.
If there is a...
Brother of Tyler.
If there's a movie quote to go along with the City of Luskin, it's I've never known such a hive of scum and villainy or whatever it is.
Okay.
It's run by pirates. At least it used to be. Back 100 years ago, the host tower of the Arcane was on its own little island in Luskin, and they were the Arcane Brotherhood was kind of the power behind the throne.
Mm-hmm.
There were five captains. They were the governing council of the city. They didn't get anything done without the approval of the Arcane Brotherhood. About 100 years ago, somebody tried to step in and clean up Luskin. And the Lich who was running the Arcane Brotherhood said, if I can't have it, nobody can. And destroyed the tower and itself... in the process of breaking a staff of power and wrecked a good part of the city. Luskin is a shell of what it once was. Any other questions about Luskin that I can try and pick out of my head?
I was going to see if there... I didn't know if this book had any geography. I've only pulled a few things in this book.
I believe Luskin is in there.
I didn't know if you cared if I looked it up or passed it around.
No, you guys got a nat 20 on the...
History roll.
If you want to, you can just read what's in there on it. I don't care.
I gotta find it first.
because that may actually have more time period relevant information than I have.
Falls in here. Anything crazy I missed?
I just essentially asked what the Arcane Brotherhood was.
Waterdeep, Silver Moon, Mirabar, Neverwinter, Longstaff.
Is that picking up?
Boulder's Butte. I'm just rambling.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the machine.
Shouldn't. Usually doesn't.
You put the headphones on, you're alive. Probably don't have anything useful like a pen. Is Luskin text? It is on the Sword Coast, right?
Yes.
Luskin is not in the appendix.
Okay.
It's Luskan, right?
Correct. That's not it. Man, that's weird.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of shocked. I'm flipping through here going, why am I not seeing anything about Luskin?
I could have swore I looked it up in there.
Let me look again. Because I'm not even seeing it.
It's, oh, it's very high north.
I never realized it was that far fucking north.
Like, yeah.
That far fucking north compared to Neverwinter?
Yeah, because it was back in the early Salvatore books, it was the first place that Wolfgar left or went to after he left Ten Towns.
Fucking
Wolfgar.
That's the city where he turned into a drunk.
Because it would be in Chapter 2, the Sword Coast in the north, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Amphill.
I didn't have to leave the city for that.
Boulder's Gate. Daggerford. What? Long Saddle. I would expect it to be right here, right? Mirabar. Neverwinter. It's in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
It goes from Long Saddle to Mirabar. Neverwinter. Unless it's Waterdeep. Yertar. Then it goes to Dwarfholds. It's not going to be in Dwarfholds. A Hall. Sundabar. Thornhold. It's not an island kingdom.
Nope.
The third Ed Forgotten Realms book was like white.
Correct. All the Forgotten Realms books were.
Yeah, and I never owned it. Everybody else always had me. Well, I was trying to help. No luck.
It's also known as the City of Sails.
Correct.
Because it's pirate. You might be careful reading in that because...
Yeah, don't go too deep into that.
Because...
It's just the wiki.
Yes, right. I know.
I was trying to figure out where it was.
Like, right.
He already showed us a map of where it was.
Yeah, there's last a map time in the chat.
Because what I'm saying is that if Grumph in this book is in this place, then that means there's literature backing it, which means in the wiki it would say, Grumph is building this tower to summon demons to the material plane, who is stopped by Dritzt and Catabri and fucking, you know, Jarlaxle. I don't fucking know.
Fair point.
Elminster shows up for a cameo.
Who's Jarlaxle?
It's another character I don't think we've ever actually explained in this game.
Oh, because it sounded familiar.
Yeah. Jarlaxle's a drow character from the Forgotten Realms books. He runs around with Dritzt and some of the others. Just like fucking Artemis and fucking, you said Wolfgar and Brunor and I forget the...
You guys actually would have met Brunor. You met Brunor. You would have met Wolfgar and Catabri at the feast thing.
I remember.
No, I mean,
your interlude thing had Catabri in it.
I knew Catabri was in it.
Yeah, she forged his weapon.
Didn't Wolfgar die?
Wolfgar, I mean, they all died.
Well, yeah, I know.
This version of them are reincarnated versions.
Correct.
I remember.
But didn't Wolfgar die first?
Wolfgar, everybody thought he was dead, but he was actually pulled into the abyss.
That's probably about...
He was held prisoner there for years.
That's probably the last set of Dritzt novels I read. Anyway, so yeah. Ultimately, that's Cody's vote, and that's also by extension my character's vote. I just think that if we need to nail down Grumph, maybe we do, maybe we don't. We know what he's doing, and he's clearly building a magic tower on the material plane. Maybe he's trying to make this happen on the surface realm. Maybe he's trying to stop it. I don't know. But there's really no logical reason, unless our wizard friend here can tell me, why an archmage of the drow, why would a drow archmage who is in charge of Sorcerer and has all this power at his command, why the fuck is he on the surface building a magic tower?
Well, we know that he fled.
Correct.
But that's as far as we know.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think that knowing what the fuck he's doing as a major player in this is not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my two cents. I will open it up to the rest of the party for their input.
You gonna scry?
Am I allowed to use it immediately? Don't I have to wait a day to prep it? I don't think I can use it immediately. I just put it in the book.
You would take 10 hours during the day, and then overnight you would prepare spells in the morning.
It's a wisdom saving throw.
Let me actually read the spell.
You should probably read the spell, Luke. Okay.
It's a wisdom saving throw. If it fails, or if he succeeds the throw, nothing happens. It's not like he knows that I'm scrying on him.
You want to read it again?
The creature you choose that is on the same plane of existence as you, the target must make a wisdom saving throw, which is modified by how well you know the target. Whatever that means. And the sort of physical connection you have to it.
I just like the
best wizard ever.
What's the modify? Like, I don't know how it's modified. It doesn't specify how it's modified.
Yes, it does.
It does in the book. There's a table.
Oh, okay.
You should read the...
If a target knows you're casting the spell...
If it can fail
the saving throw voluntarily.
If you know this person through secondhand knowledge, like you've never met him or anything like that, he gets a +5 to the save.
Okay. He can't fail it.
I mean, he could.
He's a wizard.
Harry. No, like, I just like the idea that, like, I want that clip right there. Someone needs to save and send to me in a couple months because I've now decided, Lucas, you're going in one of my next short stories because I want a wizard that's like, blah, 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 Book of the Dead, yada, 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 Clava, Nictu, blah, blah, blah. And like fucking things are resurrecting all over because you're just not fucking pay attention.
This person.
You probably don't need this bit. No.
It's really the Cecil of wizards.
No, because Cecil did clever things.
Did he?
Yeah, I think
he was a witty piece of shit.
The problem is you're a wizard with no wit. That's the whole point of what he's saying.
Ooh, I like that line too. Remind me of that line too.
Wizard without wit.
You get absolutely nothing.
Like the fucking Mr. Magoo of wizards.
Mr. Bean of wizards.
Did you even roll?
No, because Mr. Bean like is an asshole on purpose. Mr. Magoo is just...
No, it's because he's probably got a 15 in wisdom at least.
He could roll a 1.
He could roll a 1.
He could roll a 1.
He could.
But he didn't roll.
You get absolutely nothing.
Because he's an archmage, who probably defended against scrying.
I have no idea. Yeah. Probably, like that could be. Yeah.
Can you scry a location?
Yeah.
How about you scry a plant in Luskan?
Okay. Does it say it has to be a creature?
I'm going to grab the thing again.
I'll just remind myself to add lawyered in here.
It does say you can see and hear a particular creature you choose. Okay. It does not specify, unless it's different in the book. That's what's on the card.
I'm getting there.
Because I don't know that a tree can make a wisdom saving throw.
Can, not well.
An int.
Ah, an int.
Instead of targeting a creature, you can choose a location you have seen before as the target of this spell.
Yeah, the card does not have all the info on it.
So that would be the very last paragraph.
That's why the bottom of the card says, please see page blah, blah, blah for more information.
So then I could do that.
Have you ever been to Luskan?
I was just waiting on that.
Percentile roll or luck roll? What do you want me to do?
I mean, you're a wizard. The host tower is like a historical site. I'll give you a 25% chance.
I've been there. You just said it was a historical place. Why wouldn't
you? Yeah. That doesn't mean you're going to travel halfway across the world. 25%.
2%.
31.
I can't believe you could do that math.
It's a 75.
Hey, he didn't
that's
say
a
which,
no.
He didn't say which
that's
25%.
The remainder of the 25.
Oh. You hit 25 high, you're good.
Never been there.
Nope. You neither has Viserion.
I've seen it. Can you Vulcan mind meld with me? It's in your spell book. Read it.
You can cast the spell if you want.
No, can't wait for that. All right. Well... I guess it depends on what you guys want to do. We have no information. He can't help us. We could piss off to Gauntlegrim at the drop of a hat. We go speak to Bruner, see if he has any ideas. And maybe from there we can get to Luskan. I mean, shit, somebody may be able to teleport us there. Bruner will probably be...
At the very least, we can fly at 600 feet every 6 seconds.
Yeah, you can get there in... That's what? Little under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it was farther. It was farther.
It's about 100 miles from Gauntlegrim.
I guess we are traveling very quickly, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we're literally traveling a mile a minute.
Little over.
Yeah.
Do you...
Damn.
Yeah.
It's pretty quick.
We can fly there, see he's not there, fly back, hang out for a bit, fly back, and still be good because it's an 8-hour spell.
Do you know of a teleportation circle in Gontalgrim?
Does Vizarin know?
No, he wouldn't know.
I don't know. This guy may know shit.
Well, I mean, again, with the tree stuff, the travel really doesn't matter. So, I mean, if we want to just
pop
up...
If we're on a time limit, we need to get somewhere quick.
Well, right, but we can pop over to Gontalgrim right now and ask them.
We can?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was... The whole point of my character at the beginning was that I was studying the fungus.
Oh, okay.
How many 6-level spells do you have?
2, I believe.
Okay.
Well, it's
but
the
either
next
way,
day anyway.
Either way, it's 1.
You've rested.
Rest, and then go again, yeah.
Yeah. You've had a day.
So.
Waiting for him.
I could rest for the 8 hours that he's learning the spell.
I make beautiful breakfast for Tadas.
In fairness, I am out a 5th-level slot right now. Having cast its scry.
Yep.
What other spells did you prepare for the day, Lucas?
Actually, now you want to look at
them? I'm just wondering if you're preparing enough.
I put Disintegrate back in there. Got an eye bite. Didn't use eye bite.
You didn't use a lot in the last fight because you're paralyzed.
I could not do shit. I literally sat here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Roll better.
Couldn't do shit after you could do shit.
That's interesting. Awesome. I'm surprised that scrying is not a ritual spell.
Yeah,
as long
I
as
looked
it takes,
at that.
It's
a
10-minute spell cast. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's surprising. It's not a ritual.
So do we want to go to Gontalgrim and investigate this some more?
I mean, if we are going to Luskan, either way, we're not going there directly from here.
Correct.
So Gontalgrim's the closest location I believe that we have that I can travel us to regardless. So if we got to go over land and fly in a gaseous form, we're leaving from there no matter what.
Okay.
Are we good with that? We're not doing that?
Sounds good.
Okay.
You have the sending stone I gave you. Let me know what you find. I am very interested.
Presuming we're not dead or worse.
Presuming.
Good luck with your ritual.
I've already died once.
It's a fair point.
I was near
your wizard gave no reaction to the fact that it's the exact same person in a metal man's body. I feel like that would be
Well, it doesn't look like the same person.
Sounds like the same person, though.
That is true.
What the fuck happened to you?
They rebuilt me. They have the technology.
You now need to find the choo-choo-choo-choo-choo noise and use that anytime he takes a physical action. Trogdor jumps on a table.
Let me find the Bionic Man soundboard.
Gontalgrim, then, it sounds like.
Yeah, sounds like you teleport right back to Gontalgrim.
Cool. If he is there, are you able to quickly join us by any means?
Not quickly, no. I've never been there. It would be a difficult teleportation.
What if we planted a tree?
If you could find me a circle and give me the core, symbols.
Give you the chevrons.
Yeah.
Fact.
Then I could.
There's a chance that there's obviously a circle that wasn't destroyed.
No, I mean, like...
There's a high probability of it.
There are probably, what do I say? Forgotten Realms is a developed, like... world, like in most major cities, there's likely a teleportation circle of some kind.
Yeah,
whether it's personal, private, public, there's almost certainly teleportation circles.
But would like
at the very least, I can send to him. Help! Oh God, chevrons! Blink.
Would a pirate town necessarily have one?
I think pirate town that used to have the
I mean, I understand there might be one in the tower or of sorts, but.
It is a popular port city. Like, it's not...
Not anymore.
It was.
Oh.
The stuff I read said that it's at, like, a quarter of the population that it used to be.
Well, but...
Most of the shipping has stopped. The city is split between a river. A river goes directly through the middle of it, and there's the north bank and the south bank. The north bank was mostly all dwarven warehouses, and they're all abandoned now.
Interesting. Gontalgrim?
Gontalgrim.
I will take charge, begin screaming in Dwarven about how I would like to speak to Brunor and just start marching my way there, because that's what I do.
Well, we'll get there.
I know. Something tells me that if you'd like to do something, this would be an opportune time for you to change the narrative.
Yes.
But that's my goal. If there's nothing preventing me that I can't stab.
Okay, first, I gotta pee.
Jeff, would that Jarlaxle name have been come up before sometime?
Yes, I'm sure it has.
It's bothering the shit out of me.
Yes, I'm sure that the name Jarlaxle has come up at some point, but I don't remember in what context.
I mean, especially with him being a drow, I think, I mean, but I just don't know if I have a note on it anywhere, but...
Someone who is not a drow, I don't think, would have a good frame of reference for who he is.
You know what I think it was? Well, and it could be that I'm just thinking of it because of this, but... In the interlude time frame, in session zero, Grady was asking if a drow was in the audience. And I think you said Jarlaxle, but then corrected yourself for the... what was this guy? I don't remember his name. He's a drow who's more of a mercenary, who's always frilly.
That's Jarlaxle.
Oh, but wasn't there another...
Big hat, big feather.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
Sounds like fancy pants.
Yeah, then maybe it was. Maybe it was Jarlaxle then. I was thinking of another character from the Dritzt, and maybe I just haven't read enough of Dritzt to see a turn from Jarlaxle. But it was the character who was like the mercenary who helped kill... Who helped... It was like an assassin... Inside of the drow, who operated kind of outside of the matron stuff. So it's all the same guy.
I'm not sure that I can say yes to the assassin part, but he does run an operation outside the matriarchy, yes.
Okay.
He is a tool of the matriarchy, but he is outside the matriarchy.
Gotcha. So it could still be the same guy. Because I'm just thinking of like the first trilogy, well, or the origin of Dritzt and... leaving Minzebrand's End.
I don't know that Jarlaxle showed up in that.
For some reason, I wanted to say the name started with a K.
Zachnephine?
That doesn't sound right. Could just be I read it wrong.
I don't know. Because I know we brought up Zachnephine because of the ritual that was done to Moveus. It was the same one that was done to Zachnephine, which is Dritzt's father.
No, that's not the character that I'm thinking, which is where you're essentially a puppet. Yeah.
I can't even remember the name of the ritual now.
No, but Jarlaxle now is being cemented more and more as that's the character that I'm thinking of.
It wouldn't surprise me if I mentioned him during session zero.
But that character was not a friend to Dritzt, where I'm at this point, if I remember correctly.
In the series?
In the origin story. I only like the first three books. Yeah.
No, Jarlaxle becomes a much more fleshed out character way later in the series.
Okay.
So I wouldn't imagine somebody who's even tangentially involved with the matriarchy to be friendly with.
And that's why I think I was confused, because I was thinking of this character that I'm thinking of as Jarlaxle when Jarlaxle was described as being a friend type character to Dritzt when you were talking about him and Out of the Abyss. So I had this dichotomy in my head. It was like these two characters aren't the same characters. Because I've not far enough along in the Dritzt story for him to be a more fleshed out character.
If you look at what's it called, Dragon Heist, the one of the modules that came out,
mm-hmm.
Jarlaxle is pictured on the front of it. He's one of the main characters in that.
Gotcha. So then that would definitely make more sense, Troy, as to why that name might stick out to you.
Jeff's drawing that doesn't bode well. I did not think we were going to be doing any fighting, but apparently we are. We're not doing much else as well.
You're doing a lot of discussing, which is not a bad thing.
I still do.
All right, Jeff, what's going on?
Okay, so you guys, you cast your spell, you walk through the mushroom, and you emerge into the fungal grove where you first met Kira in the lower levels of Gauntlegrim, right outside what becomes the Underdark. As you emerge, You notice that the grove is empty, but you hear running footsteps going down the tunnel that leads towards the gate to Gauntlegrim.
Gotcha.
And probably raised voices. Roll for initiative.
All right, didn't expect that.
Wow, we didn't see shit. Turn around, go back.
Didn't expect to need my character sheet, Jeff.
And you're going to need to give me a minute because I have several different initiatives.
Fun.
Does your initiative bonus go up with proficiency or no?
No. It's just your dex.
The only thing would be a feat.
Gotcha.
Lightning reflexes, is that in this game?
I don't remember.
Alert.
I have tactical wit, which...
that's part of your wizard subtype.
Yeah.
I think it's called alert. Gives you like a plus +5.
Lightning reflexes, I feel like, was one. There are several that give you bonuses.
Lightning reflexes, I think, gives you a bonus to your dex saves.
I'm sure there's an item.
I think it's dex and it.
If you were a Haragon, you could add your, was it intelligence?
I think it
would to your
Haragon's a really cool little creature to play. I think.
Yeah.
Like, gotcha. I wouldn't mind trying one next time I die. Which might be today. So. And your build was pretty cool, the samurai build.
Yeah.
Lucas, if you would like to be a better wizard. Oh shit, I just moved it. My suggestion is that anytime you're not actively doing anything, you should be looking at your spell books, planning your next thing.
Well, yeah.
Like reading them.
Yeah, as long as there's no more distractions, it'll be fine.
Fireball.
That's all you need. That's really all you need.
You know who plays like that, right? Fadre.
Yeah, I know. He also used to roll the dice over everything.
Oh yeah, no, because he had the big fuck, like right now Jeff would have this all set up and he had like the giant novelty D20 I have. Mm-hmm. He had D6s like that. So when he would cast Fireball, he would just like throw stones worth of dice across. The other thing to do is Fadre's 27. Which partially we would get because the kid can't see shit and like I have trouble seeing the dice sometimes, so I get it, but 25. All right, Fudge. Whatever makes you happy. I'll find a way to DM kill you later.
Troy.
What did I roll again? 16.
Lucas.
22.
Shredder.
12.
Grady.
A gentleman's completely normal and not undersized. 4. 5.
4, Jeff, huh? Is that what you said? We get that? Can we clip that?
Huh? I've never had any complaints.
No, he said it was completely normal and not undersized. I assumed that he was going to say something smaller.
Why'd you assume that? Why would you assume that, Jeff?
I thought it was. I thought my initiative was a +1. I thought it was a 4, and I looked over. It's actually technically a 5. So,
as I'm flipping through my spell book, I thought it said create boner at his bonfire.
Worst wizard ever.
Create boner. It's a great spell. I cast
Blue Chew.
Like, Lucas, you're just writing a lovely character for me to include in my
I can't wait.
Fantasy.
You can
stuff
name him after me, too.
No, yeah, no.
Spell
that's
it different. Spell it like fantasy. Lukis or something. Something weird.
No, ASS.
Lucas. That's actually correct.
Luke space ASS. Lucas.
It's hyphenated somewhere. It's got to be hyphenated.
I'm the ass man.
No, it's S-A-C-U-L.
Put an umlaut in there. Put an umlaut on
Sackle.
Well,
because I've been writing some stuff, and I haven't done a wizard yet, and it's like, oh, that's. I just like the neurotic, bumbling Mr. Magoo concept of a wizard.
Okay.
hold on a second. Sackle. Not. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to do. You need to write it out.
Yeah. Nasser.
Nostra.
Nostra tap. Sockle Nostra tap.
Yeah. The old Kappa-Sig pledge names where you just take a dirty word and spell it backwards and that's your pledge name.
So are these lions
cuff
walls we can't see through or something like
that? Yes, this is...
Speaking of...
Yeah.
This is the exit from the grove into the tunnel...
Name. What's your pledge name?
T-Nuck.
The gates into Gauntlegrim are down this way.
Gotcha.
That way leads down to the Underdark.
Okay.
You're up, Lucas.
Okay. move me How many? What was that? 25 or 30 feet from there? Into the entryway?
4 or 5.
Oh, you son of a bitch. I'll glue it back together later. Just move the base.
6. That's 30.
Just lay him down and move the base. It's fine.
To everyone else.
Can I please have the.
That's why mine's made out of metal.
1, 2, 3, snap!
If that's not an omen. Is that 30 feet?
That's 30 feet.
Okay. What about.
I'm really sorry, Lucas.
I like
your
Lucas
feet made it 30 feet.
I can't apparate.
No, it's not even his feet.
It's invisibility.
It's just the wind.
It's invisibility. You can't see him.
Yeah.
And like of them, Lucas actually painted his. Like it looked really nice.
I'll glue it back together.
Up until the point where Jeff horrendously
fucked it up.
I may have to make a new character.
God, and it made such a great sound. I hope that gets picked up on the mics.
I love how we got quiet enough to hear it. can I see this group of shit?
You can see a group of dwarves running this way. You can see more dwarves down here, like in a shield wall, yelling, run! And you see demons.
I see the group of demons.
You see demons coming from the other direction. You see several different kinds of demons.
That's cool. What?
I feel
do
like,
wizard shit!
I'm reading the spell!
I feel like we were just talking about this.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. It's your time to leave.